time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, not too bad. I was just, we're just kind of joking a little bit here in the studio. I noticed a story the other day that said there was a fella by standing in front of the ATM machine. Wasn't here locally. It was somewhere. I don't remember exactly where, but it was a fella standing in front of the ATM machine. He was trying to withdraw some money from his account, and he was trying to get $140 out, and the police got a telephone call. And they said that they were told by this woman that called that there was a she was waiting to use the ATM machine, yet this guy that's standing in front of it there using it, he was spending an inordinate amount of time in front of it, and she couldn't figure out what was going on. Well, they get there and come to find out that that $140 he was trying to get out of there, some sort of a malfunction with the machine. It spit out $37,000.
Okay.
There's the moral dilemma. What do you do? Huh?
Nothing you can do.
Sorry about your mistake and run, money. Or do you try to figure out what the deal is and be honest about it?
I don't know. Is there some kind of call if too much money comes out number on the machine? I don't know.
What do you do at that point? Yeah. What if it's after hours? Then what do you do?
Yeah.
You can't just walk in and say, we got a problem. Interesting. My question to that is, I didn't even realize ATMs held $37,000.
No kidding.
I didn't know they put that much money in there. No wonder people walk in and tie chains around them and attach them to their trucks and try to rip them out of banks and stuff. That never works, by the way. Yeah. Kendall Warren is in with us here this morning. He'd like to tell us a little bit this morning about WNS Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Front load washer dryer set, including pedestals, in good condition, priced for quick sale. Several used gas dryers. Still have that Maytag drying center. Make an offer. One side-by-side refrigerator, four used electric ranges, two of them being double oven. Still have a couple of 40-gallon natural gas water heaters. Got in some used refrigerators, top freezer models, two of them, one bottom freezer in excellent condition. Several used built-in dishwashers, got one used gas range. Microwave hood combinations priced for quick sale, and two built-in dishwashers. And I got washer-dryer sets, two of those match sets. Freezers testing upright, Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire. Got sizes from 5 through and including 25, and most of those are in stock. Water heaters, gas, and electric. We deliver, install, and of course, haul the old heater away and service them later if needed. And these water heaters are made in the United States. Water softeners, free test of water for hardness, so we can help you properly size your new luxury water softener from WNS and enjoy that soft water all the time. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. I was reading through some information the other day about early season stuff as folks get ready to really get outside and get interested in what's going on outdoors. Do you do much gardening? Now, what type of gardening do you like to do? A lot of folks like to do just some backyard gardening. Some folks take it to a little bit more of an extreme, maybe a little bit larger tract of land somewhere. But how do you view it when you think about gardening? I think a lot of folks just have this image in their mind that, oh, it's just kind of a relaxing thing that you can do. Get outside and enjoy some sunshine and some fresh air and be able to spend some time outdoors doing some kind of leisurely things. Well, not always. Some folks really go at gardening in a serious way. In fact, the experts say that gardening can be a workout. For some folks, they really get after it. In fact, they say you can burn around 300 calories per hour, depending upon the type of things that you're doing. If you're raking and mowing and composting and tilling things up, they said it's good aerobic exercise. It speeds up your heart rate, increases your heart and lung capacity. If you're out weeding, planting, pulling vegetables and things, good anaerobic exercises, all things that can strengthen your muscles. So it can be a workout, depending upon how you attack gardening. So that leads us to the next thing, next question. Are you ready for that? If you're planning on getting out there and doing some gardening this year and you want to take it to a decent level, you know, experts always tell us that, you know, if you've been sitting around and you've been sedentary for a long time and you decide that you want to go out and suddenly get into some sort of an exercise regimen, that you're not going to go out and run a 5K that first day. Yeah. You're going to have to work up into things. You're going to have to get yourself into some sort of condition to be able to do that. You don't just jump out and do a marathon right away. So there is some suggestions that you should probably get in shape for gardening as well. Now, you probably still have a little bit of time left. We did have that snow and ice yesterday, you know. You probably have a little bit of time left if you want to do some things. So some ideas that some of these folks in the gardening realm and the physical therapy realm tell us that we should probably consider is maybe to get at least 20 or 30 minutes of cardiovascular exercise each day if you're thinking about getting in shape to do some of that work outside. Most people who work in the garden go at least 45 minutes to an hour at a time. You're walking, you're raking, you're weeding, you're up and down and moving around. So maybe find a fun way to get out and do a little bit of that. Maybe in the off-season, do a little swimming or use an elliptical or bicycle workout. Keep those lungs and heart healthy so you're ready to go out there in the garden. Abdominal stretching, abdominal work. Get your core in shape, too. The obliques, the abdominals, all those things, back muscles, they all help to support you because you're bending and twisting and picking things up all the time when you're out in the garden. So do a lot of core exercises, things to help you out with that middle part of the body there, because a lot of times folks will, I've heard folks joke about it all the time that, you know, it seems like everybody at one time or another has back problems, and that most people who have back problems don't really have back problems. They have front problems. When the front gets soft, the back has to pick up the excess. It kind of naturally happens as we get a little bit older, but you can do some things to help yourself out there, too. So do some of those things. Maybe do some squats and things, too, so you're used to bending those knees and keeping them in shape. That way you're not just bending over trying to pick things up in the yard. You know, if you just bend over at the waist all the time, you know what happens there. Eventually, you're going to be on the disabled list for a little while. So you want to make sure that those muscles and things are all in good shape as well. You know, triceps, biceps, all those kinds of things. And we're not talking about going out and lifting 1,000 pounds. It's just doing a lot of simple things to get yourself in shape so you're ready to go. And then once the gardening season begins, think about getting ready. Look at it as an athletic event. You know, you just, before you go out and play ball, you just don't, you know, grab the basketball and hit the court and go. You do some stretching exercises, a little bit of warming up type stuff. You know, again, you're not climbing the rock wall, but you're out there doing some simple things that can help you get ready so your muscles aren't just taking off and going. You know how we treat our cars, right? We turn the key and then we floor it. You don't want to do that to your body. You shouldn't do that to your car either, but we do. But you shouldn't do that to your body. It's a little tough. So, you know, go out, maybe take a 10-minute walk. Do a little stretching before you go out to garden. Help warm up your muscles. You know, after a few weeks, actually, you may not need to do it too much anymore because your muscles will be strong enough to handle the strain of all that work. You know, something else you might consider doing, too, and now why is this helping me physically? Well, it can. Think about replacing some of the old tools that you have out there in the garden shed. Look around at some of the things. Is it really good for me? Do I really need that thing? Do I only have that one shovel because it was passed down from my great-great-grandfather and I've been using it all these years? You know, maybe it's time to take a look at the local garden center, maybe see about getting some new stuff, hit the hardware store and take a look at some of the things, because a lot of times we see a lot of short-handled tools out in the gardens. And short-handed tools can be a little bit tougher on the back. Typically, folks are spending more time bending over. You really want to look for more long-handed tools and learn to use them with your back upright instead of hunched over all the time. That way you engage your core muscles. That's why we're doing some of those workouts and things. That way you do that type of thing when you're doing the pushing and the pulling motions. You know, otherwise, well, you know what that's like all of a sudden when you make that motion and, oh, got it right in the back. And then you're out of commission for a while. Also, they suggest that you stop twisting when you rake. Bend your knees and plant a foot, either your right or your left foot, in the direction that you're raking. And then devote the same amount of time to raking from the right side as you do raking from the left side. Kind of balance that out a little bit so you're not hurting one or the other. If you rake from one side, you create some muscle imbalance and you're much more likely to develop postural problems and muscle soreness. So if you spend a lot of time doing those things, you can see where it can cause some problems. Also, they suggest maybe practice some of your squats with pots in your hands. It's a great gardening training exercise. After all, you'll be doing some potting, planting, watering, and things outside, right? Well, the extra weight adds a little extra strength to your muscles, too, so you're used to all those kinds of things. And some other tips that they suggest would be simple things that You know, we normally think about, too, when we're talking about a healthy lifestyle, is, you know, watch the foods and stuff that you're eating, too, and keep yourself healthy in that way. Make sure you hydrate when you're out there. You know, it's not so much right now. You're not gonna burn up today being outdoors, but there are some times when we get a little bit further into the season, when you're doing some of that middle-of-the-season gardening, it can get hot out there. And it doesn't take very long for folks to be overcome, especially if you're out there in some of that direct sunlight. Think about it. If you're planting a garden and you're working in the garden, you're probably not in a shaded area. You don't usually plant your garden under the shade tree. You know, it's out there where it can soak up some sun. So you are too. You know, so make sure you hydrate and do all those kinds of things as well. Gardening can be a lot of fun, and a lot of folks use gardening as a little mental therapy. It's a good time away to help yourself kind of get yourself centered once again. Spend some alone time, perhaps. You want to make sure that you're doing that in a way that's going to be safe. A lot of folks are out when they're gardening by themselves. So if you keep yourself in good physical condition so you're ready for that task, then you won't run into any problems along the way either. Want that to continue to be something that's enjoyable for you. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got a very good selection of refrigerators in stock. Top freezer, bottom freezer model, side by sides, and of course the very popular French door with bottom freezers. And as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S in downtown Atlantic. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Manual, LG, Maytag, Frigidaire, and KitchenAid. Freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Got lots of washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Gamana, and LG, top load and front load. Tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, 5 years on the washer motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. Stop and see us at W&S, a pot's on, and try to do it today. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. And I suppose we probably better mention at some point here this morning, too. Don't forget, get that check in the mail today. Get it postmarked if you have to send anything off to the federal government. Today is tax day, so make sure you take care of that important stuff, too. You don't want to accidentally forget, wake up tomorrow morning and think, oops, I forgot to go to the mailbox. Get that thing postmarked today. Hey, you go out and make it a great day. God bless America.